This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
2 yards for a first down. 10 yards for a touchdown. Beck throws. Left side, Fletcher. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown! Miami! Carson Beck to Mark Fletcher. 12 yards and Miami strikes first.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Westwood One Sports, courtesy of the call on that highlight as Miami on New Year's Eve beats Ohio State 24-14 to advance to the semifinal. They are favored against Ole Miss coming up next Thursday night in the Fiesta Bowl. The coach, Dave Wannstedt, will join us in just a second, but we got to briefly tell you about our show sponsor, BetMGM, because BetMGM players will receive an NBA Odds Boost token. To use the token, add a wager made up of NBA bets to your bet slip and activate that token. If you win your wager that was made with the aforementioned token, you'll receive extra winnings and unrestricted bonus dollars. Download the BetMGM app, visit BetMGM.com. I will give you a couple NBA bets that I like for tonight at the end of the show. But before that, the coach, Dave Wannstedt. 670 The Score in Chicago, Big Ten Network, NBC Sports Chicago, one of the nicest guys out there. Also, by the way, Super Bowl champion and national champion at the collegiate level as well with the Miami Hurricanes back in the day. Coach, Happy New Year. Thank you for joining me, Nick Kostos, here. You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Hey, Nick, it's good to be back with you a little bit. Hey, congrats on the new deal you got, your new show and stuff, man. That's awesome. You do a great job, and happy for you. Really am. You'll be fantastic.
Yeah, the check is in the mail. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
What did you eat, Coach, on New Year's Eve?
Oh man, what did I have on New Year's Eve? You know what? I was home here by myself. Okay. I went to Naples for 2 days. The kids were down there. Then I had to get back for some work here. So I was in town. And you know what? Now that you, it was nothing. I might have had leftovers, to be quite honest with you.
No, I think nachos? You didn't have the nachos stacked up like usual?
You know what? I did have some chips and salsa to warm up the day. But that might have been at 2 o'clock. That might have been at 2 o'clock, Nick. By the time we got to the evening, I was... My wife's in Naples, so you know how it goes. I was scrounging through there, and whatever was left over, I was eating. I did have me a little Terry Bradshaw bourbon, though. I did have one of those.
Good for you. I had about 6 or 7 Surfsides. It was a wild night for young dad Nick Kostos. That type of thing normally does not happen. So, Coach, I'd like to run through some of the big stories from the college football playoff quarters, and then we'll turn our attention to the NFL for a little bit here. Let's start with the Miami Hurricanes, and I said something last hour, and I think it's true. I think I'm kind of discounting Miami a little bit. Now, Miami was the better team, and Miami deserved to win. I feel like if they played again, Ohio State would beat them. I thought Ohio State with a terrible start to the game and got it going in the second half and a little too late. Do you think that's unfair for me? Am I not crediting Mario Cristobal, who I know you know, in Miami? Am I not crediting them? And what did you make of Miami's performance on New Year's Eve beating Ohio State?
Well, you can be a little bit critical from past history with Mario Cristobal, but you cannot be critical about that talent. I mean, it's Miami is the most talented team in the playoffs from a standpoint of just raw talent and experience, in my opinion. And it was that way when the playoffs started. You know, I mean, again, they flopped around and lost a couple games during the season they shouldn't have, Nick. But let me tell you something. I mean, they could have 2 of the first 10 players taken on the beat. They got those 2 defensive linemen are going to be first rounders. They got probably that right tackle. They say arguably is going to be a first round offensive lineman drafted. The running backs that they, I mean, this team is really talented. That's what Mario does. He was Saban's recruiting coordinator everywhere he's been. The recruiting has been his real deal over the coaching part of it. And it grows up. I mean, now on Ohio State standpoint, I got to defend them a little bit because I know them real well from doing TV with the Big Ten every week. I mean, their offensive line, they don't have a senior note offensive line. People lose sight of the players that they graduated last year, Nick. I mean, they got a, I'm looking here now, they got a sophomore, freshman, and two juniors in that offensive line. Their starting quarterback's a freshman. Ohio State's starting running back is Bo Jackson is a freshman. They are a young football team. So it did not surprise me. I disagree with you. I think Miami's the best team in the playoffs left, the most talented team left in the playoffs.
I did say also, like last hour, that I think the way Ohio State played against Indiana should have been a pretty clear signal on how this was going to go, at least in terms of the Miami defensive line being able to pressure Julian Sain, which obviously they did. And we are expecting Reuben Bain to be a top pick coming up in the NFL draft. Like, Miami is stacked with talent. And, Coach, you said that you think Miami's the best team left standing, so it begs a follow-up question. Do you think Miami's going to win the national championship? And the next game's against Ole Miss, and I'm guessing you think they're going to beat Ole Miss. Ole Miss quarterback's Trinidad Chambliss was unbelievable last night in the upset against Georgia. So do you think Miami's going to win? And if the answer is yes, and you think they're going to beat Ole Miss, how do they defend Trinidad Chambliss with how he looked last night when Ole Miss beat Georgia?
I want to make sure I'm clear on this. I said Miami is the most talented team in the
fair
playoffs.
Enough.
I think the best team is Indiana. And Indiana is the best team, in my opinion. Miami's the most talented. Miami, I think, beats Ole Miss in the next round. You know, the quarterback, you got to give him credit. Because I went back, I didn't know much about him. And I did some research when he was in Ferris State up there in Michigan. And this year, I think he's thrown 19 touchdowns and only maybe 6 interceptions, completing about 66% of his passes. So my point is that the numbers that he had during the season at Ole Miss support what he did last night. And the biggest thing is going to be contained. I don't know. I mean, Georgia let receivers get behind them for big plays. I mean, I think they had 4 big plays over 20 yards, 2 of them for touchdowns. That should not ever happen. And the second thing, Georgia did not do a very good job of containing him. And his athletic ability should not have been a surprise to anybody. And when you face a quarterback like that, the first thing you talk about with your defensive lineman is, and your whole defense is, who is responsible for containing? We got to make this guy throw the ball on time. And that didn't happen either. So just a real collapse, in my opinion, on defense from Georgia's standpoint.
You better you bet on this Friday, Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos here with you. Our guest, Coach Dave Wannstedt on Twitter, at Coach Wannstedt, former NFL and college football head coach here on January 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2026. Happy New Year to all of our listeners and viewers and to the coach. Coach, just curious, you've watched Fernando Mendoza, and obviously you work for the Big Ten Network, so you've seen a lot of Fernando Mendoza this year. You watched Trinidad Chambliss last night. I am not, I talk on the radio and I talk on television for a living. I'm not like grinding the film. I'm not someone who's like watching all the college tape. I watched Trinidad Chambliss last night though, and I'm thinking this guy looks like he could be the number one overall pick in the draft. Just from what you saw last night, do you think Chambliss has the type of pro upside that Fernando Mendoza has? And we don't know if Chambliss will declare how that's going to go, but do you see that type of pro upside in Chambliss that I'm guessing you see in Fernando Mendoza?
Well, I think you put Chambliss in the category with Moore, the kid from Oregon. And both those guys may have more upside, okay, than Fernando. But let me say this. If you are an NFL team that you can afford to have your quarterback, I think, spit and learn. I think both those guys would help themselves by coming back. Moore at Oregon and obviously Chambliss at Ole Miss. But the way it is in the NFL, one and done, they want to win now. You take Fernando and you could fax him Okay, if they still do fax, and you could fax him the playbook on his way to your facility, and he would know the playbook. He's going to be ready to go and win, help you win day one in the NFL. I think he's advanced. He's so smart. He's so mature. He's better athlete than what you think. I said that same thing about Drake May when he came out of North Carolina. I said, this kid is a better athlete than what you people are giving him credit for. I don't think he might not be as good an athlete as Drake May, but he's the same type of guy. That's kind of how I see this thing. He is more tomorrow ready to help a team win. If you're going to build and you can afford to let him sit, then take one of the other guys that you might hit on a more of an upside.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Love it. And if we have time, I'd love to spin that into the National Football League and a question about Black Monday here as it concerns Fernando Mendoza. But just, Coach, to wrap up the college football conversation, Indiana, Oregon next Friday night, I think that's the national championship game. And the winner of that game will win the national championship. Indiana, about a 3.5 or a 4-point favorite in that game. So betting market expects the Hoosiers to win. And Indiana is the betting favorite to win the national championship. Miami, a 2.5 or a 3-point favorite against Ole Miss next Thursday night. Who do you think wins next week in the semis? Who do you think ultimately wins the national championship?
I'm gonna go with Miami, and I'm gonna stay with Indiana. There's points in that. I mean, Indiana was getting 7 points, 7.5 points the first time they played. And for our listeners, they played them out in Oregon during the regular season, the Big Ten, and obviously Indiana won. Now Indiana, I think it's, would you say 4 points, 4.5?
They're 3.5, 4, yep.
3.5, yeah, that's a big swing in my mind, 10, 11 points. But I do think that Indiana is more of a mature team. Both these teams are extremely well coached. Both these coaching staffs have assistants. They've been with the head coach for years, so they all are on the same page. I like that about it. I just think that Indiana is a little bit more battle-tested. You look at the games that they had a win in the fourth quarter at Oregon, at Iowa, maybe Penn State. I don't have the list in front of me, but they have come from behind, and they have closed out games and made plays. Offense, defense, special teams when they had to. I give the edge to Indiana. And I'm taking Miami just because they're a more talented team. And it's going to be a real big challenge at Ole Miss to mentally get their football team emotionally ready to go play at the same level they did against Georgia on a short amount of time. In other words, these are young college kids. Can you imagine the scene and the pat on the backs that they're getting down there on campus? I can't. And how are they going to keep their heads together? You got the coaching staff, the running back coach, tight end coach, offensive line coach, and coordinator scheduled to go to LSU. And the college football portal starts today or tomorrow, this week. How the heck are these guys going to be doing game plans for somebody you don't know in Miami, recruiting? It's a mess. It's a damn shame for these kids. It really is at Ole Miss.
And just like how messed up college football is, like Miami has players that like entered the portal. They're in the semifinals in college football. That will be a story, obviously, yep, as we head towards that game next week. Coach, final one. I actually don't. The college stuff has been so good. We have about 90 seconds for this one. If Indiana wins the national, even if Indiana doesn't win the national championship, but if they do, I mean, you have won championships at the highest level. If Indiana wins the title, in year two for Kurt Cignetti. How do you put into perspective what he will have accomplished in just 2 years at a doormat program that hasn't won anything in my entire lifetime or even sniffed it at Indiana? How will you put into perspective what Kurt Cignetti has done? 90 seconds.
Well, I know his dad recruited me. I know the Cignetti family well. His brother, Frank, was my offensive coordinator at Pitt. So I think what Kurt said after the game is the only way to put it in perspective. It'd make a great movie. But Google him and look what he did at Elon. Look what he did at George Madison. Within a year or two, the guy was in championship games. This is not new. This script is not new for Kirk Cignetti and how he's handled things. And most of his coaches, his two coordinators, have been with him for that whole ride.
Is he the best college football coach of all time? And I know that Saban's and other coaches have won more, like Jimmy, obviously, who you were with at Miami. Is he like the best coach ever if they win the national championship? 10 seconds for the answer.
I like him. I'm not going to say he's the best. He's one of the best. Build a statue for him in Bloomington, Indiana. There you go. He'll have a statue. What's that mean? Does that mean anything, Nick? I don't know nowadays.
I need to have a cat statue in Times Square if they win the national championship at Indiana. Coach, you're the best. We look forward to doing this throughout the NFL playoffs. I hope that we're cool to do that. I love having you. Happy New Year, my friend.
All right, same to you, Nick. Bye-bye.
Coach Wanstead joining us here on You Better, You Bet. Like, Coach has worked with some great coaches. I don't know how you don't say Cignetti's the best if they win the title. And there are some great ones. Final hour, power hour coming up on the other side. All my bets for tonight in the world of sports, and we will preview all the big games in Week 18 in the National Football League, starting with the Bucs and the Panthers coming up tomorrow.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.